the officers seemed preoccupied with concern that they might catch something from Mr. Pruitt a day earlier. With the coronavirus quickly spreading, the state ordered all non-essential workers to stay home. "Sir, you don't got AIDS, do you?" one asked. Mr. Pruitt spit on the ground multiple times, and while not aiming at the officers, his action grew their attention. "Stop spitting," one said. "Anybody got a spit sock?" another asked, referring to a device commonly carried by the police and used by corrections officers. At 3:19 a.m., an officer unfolded a white hood, approached Mr. Pruitt from behind, and pulled it over his head, where it hung loosely. Mr. Pruitt began rolling in the road, pleading for it to be taken off. A minute later, after spitting repeatedly inside the hood and shouting, "Give me the gun," Mr. Pruitt seemed to be able to rise to his feet. Three officers who had been keeping a distance hurried towards and pushed him into the street. One officer, identified as Mark Vaughn, held Mr. Pruitt's head face down, seeming to push it into the street as he held a fistful of the hood. Mr. Pruitt's angry protest turned tearful, then devolved into incoherent grunts and gurgling sounds, according to the video. The officer asked him, "You good, man?" There was no reply. "He's puking, just straight water," an officer said. "You see that water come out of his mouth?" An ambulance arrived. "Roll him on his back," a paramedic instructed the officers, searched for a handcuff key. The paramedic began performing CPR as Mr. Pruitt remained handcuffed.